The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 21. The World. This awareness indicates on this last card of the major arcana of the tarot, the 21st, the universe is the omega and the fool is the alpha. Together they are the alpha slash omega. These are essentially the same, that one is the beginning and the other is the end. This awareness indicates that at the beginning of these tarot readings, July 22, 1971, that you did come to the presence of this awareness, with the question for the information relating to the Fool of the Tarot. This awareness indicates that now in this time of April 1, April Fool's Day of 1973, you again come to this awareness for information regarding the final card of the tarot. Essentially the Alpha and the Omega are the same. The full circle has been experienced. The movement of the Fool out into consciousness through the Magician, the High Priestess, the Empress, the Emperor, and so forth, is a journey that eventually leads back to the Source. Understand that the point from which you first entered into these readings and the point in which you are now with this information, is essentially the same. The beginning and the end is this awareness. The Fool and the universe is this awareness. The time of July 22, 1971, and the time of April 1, 1973, are essentially the same in time and space. The ever-present now, the ever-present moment, the ever-present here is always and eternally the ever-present here and now. Only the outer form changes, the reflection of manifestation. The spirit that is ever-present and ever here and ever now is always and eternally the same. The universe is essentially a screen upon which the images of life are projected. The images filmed in the fourth dimensional world of three and four dimensions and on all the lesser dimensional levels, are in reality filmed upon this screen that is ever and always now. The law of relativity applies to only those images projected upon this screen and not to the screen itself. This screen recognizes no time. This screen recognizes no space. It is ever and always eternally now and here. Only the proportion and the relationship of the dance and the images upon this screen do change. From the 1st, July 22, 1971, wherein this screen did begin this filming, it was then the clear light. As the filming began, many journeys, many experiences have been met. These now have led again back to this screen. Except for the filming and the projection of images upon this screen, which is this awareness, which is the ever-present here and now, there has been absolutely no change. This awareness ever and always is here and now and ever and always is without change. Only the images change. This awareness indicates that you understand the universe now in a new way. Understand that every 4 quadrillionths of a second or faster, depending upon your perception, the universe appears and disappears. The universe in reality never appears or disappears, but the image placed upon this screen appears and disappears every 4 quadrillionths of a second or faster. The appearance and disappearance of these images is what makes the movement seem to have life and reality. Your consciousness, the consciousness of this awareness that is within each of you, is that which does create as the Magician, those images that are filmed upon this screen of this universe. Every 4 quadrillionths of a second or faster, you are creating a universe. The universe you create is what you have chosen to create. You may create one that appears to be identical to the one previously experienced in the previous 4 quadrillionths of a second, or you may create one that has altered in some degree. There are some who can change the alteration of universes faster than others. Those who can make these rapid changes are capable of what is called magic, and are capable of changing the nature of the universe to such an extent that they are able to manifest new levels of experience in the material world, in the world of imagery, which is the material world, and are able to do this so rapidly that others are amazed. There are some who can manifest an orange from thin air, and there are some who can manifest buildings in but a short time. This manifestation may go through certain steps, but often it is of such speed and rapidity that the action appears almost magical. There are some who work and toil all their lives just to manifest one or two minor accomplishments. These entities hold on so tight to the image of the universes previously experienced, that they allow very little change. the more rapidly entities can change their universe into greater and more workable environments, the sooner this plane of existence can be changed into that which would be termed the kingdom of heaven. Entities who realize their potential power in creating their own universe are those who do live and exist in the kingdom of heaven. Those who feel victimized by the image they have created are those who live in the kingdom of hell. Each mind is a place in itself and can create a hell or a heaven. Wherein entities move to change their universe, they understand that all other entities will have some effect upon that change. No one entity can change the universe entirely by him or herself. All are acting in co-creative activity, but much of this co-creative activity is in conflict with one another, and the universe is of a conflicting and irritating result. Each 4 quadrillionths of a second there is some change. There are always some who are changing the face-oft universe. These changes must be dealt with and experienced by all who come into that moment. As entities move into those moments, one following the other in full attention, they are capable of a co-creative activity that may be termed co-responsiveness, which is in complete attunement with the will of this awareness. When entities move together into a new moment with full attention, they are in tune to this awareness and all will allow their consciousness to be used to bring about the changes that will progress these universes into higher levels of evolution. 19. As entities understand that the image upon the screen is but an illusion that may be taken seriously and may be experienced and may create joy as well as tragedy, they can understand also that the play is the thing and that they may as well enjoy the beauty of the play and be done with all of the tragedy. The tragedy is only satisfactory to those who themselves can escape the tragedy and sit back and look at the suffering of others. When there is full attention, there can be no enjoyment in watching the suffering and the tragedy of others, for with full attention, each person becomes that tragic figure. With full attention, entities realize they can no longer be separate, and they are all this awareness, they are all this spirit of here and now. They are all in the ever-present moment of this universal eternity and can never be anything but that. The dancing, shifting lights that call themselves entities are ever and always the same light. As the fool stepped off the cliff into the unknown and became the magician and began creating, and recognized that his creating activity left a void of the uncreated and turned and saw that the uncreated was like a canvas upon which he could create, that upon this action of turning toward the high priestess and placing upon her his creation, he did impregnate her with his life force and his energies and did bring about that which is the Empress. The Empress, then pregnant and full of reflections of the magician, giving birth to what the magician had planted within her, this Empress as the fertile soil, did become the first physical manifestation of imaginary illusion of what is later called form. This form did mold and wrap and repeat itself around and around and around in consciousness until this form seemed to take on the image of substance. The magician, viewing this form, did then move into the form and did become what is called the emperor. The emperor, working from within form, looking out upon the world, did wish to conquer form, and to control and direct form. Thus, the emperor then became the eye or the head of the form world. This contact into form with an attention, led to the remembrance of its origin, and this became what is called the Hierophant. This Hierophant recalled its origin as a spirit, and while residing in form, did tune into, and did open itself, and did listen for spirit. This balance between the form and the spirit worlds, as the hope, the Hierophant, or the priest as that which did create the recognition of polarity, the recognition of duality which then had its reflections in what is called the lovers, the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, the male and the female, the polarities of good and bad, of right and wrong, of black and white, of hot and cold, of north and south, of now and then, of past and future, of the proton and the electron, of the positive attitude and the negative attitude, of the aggressor and the attacked, and of the sadist and the masochist. This action of polarity did bring about the realization of pleasure and pain, of hope and despair, and of promise and threat. All these polarities did bring about an intensification of the form world, a polarization of those forms, which did in turn move into extremes and did create that which was the complete materialistic level of being. The square as represented by the 7th card, victory. The chariot symbolizes the movement of this consciousness, of this awareness into those forms wherein it became lost and confused and mixed into the form world, wherein it felt victorious for having moved into form. This movement then continued on through the other cards, that of strength, wherein the different octaves of being were experienced, and that of the hermit, wherein the consciousness of significance and the attitude of significance as a light, as a way shower, was experienced. This then moved on through to the will, wherein the consciousness understood its own repetition, the repetition of cycles, sequential cycles and cyclic cycles. The consciousness then moved on through to justice, wherein the will seemed to bring about what may be termed balance, wherein they moved on to the hanged man, wherein the looking at this balance created a suspension of consciousness and a realization that there may be some other direction to move, which then did lead on into that which is change, called death, and then into that which is temperance, which is in reality the intensification of being which comes from the change, the adjustment of change, the temperance, or tempering of the soul, which occurs through the heat of death, the heat of change, the heat of having to give up and step into the unknown. This temperance then did lead to that which recognized the limitations and bondage of matter and was confined in matter and recognized this confinement. This is the devil, the 15th card. Following this, there was the breaking out of isolation and separateness and confinement as the tower is struck by realization, of that lightning flash that comes from the next card, the star, and therein comes that intuition and feeling of enlightenment which does lead to higher levels. Point 20. Suddenly there is the realization and confrontation with the very depth and nature of one's being, the moon, the soul, the path of the soul through the many lifetimes over those rugged roads and paths between the towers of polarity, up through the journeys of evolution from the crab, through the wolf, through the dog, and on through these various forms of nature to that which the soul has now developed itself into. Then comes that which is called the sun, the children playing in the sun, the new being, the new birth, the plant reaching out from the soil, blossoming forth, the new entity having journeyed through and looked deeply into its soul, coming out to observe the new world into which it has begun to experience greater awareness. This action of the sun is that wherein the consciousness turns from inward to external attentiveness. In order for one to reach that level where they may fully turn their attention outward, they must first turn their attention deeply inward. This movement does develop that which is called individuality. The individuality cannot grow and develop until it has experienced all the previous cards of the tarot. It must experience the suffering of polarity, the lovers, the loss of love, the growth and loss of significance, the experiencing of death, of bondage, and so forth. This is all likened unto the kneading of bread. The working of friction upon the soul of an entity is likened unto the grain of sand in the flesh of an oyster that eventually creates the pearl. Wherein the individuality has been built, it then is possible for the ego death to occur. At that point the sun, the awareness, the consciousness of that which is, becomes clear, and the entity, like a child playing in the sun, does then move into its new universe with a new psyche. Following this is the judgment card that now is referred to as discernment. Discernment is that which gathers unto itself all that it has ever learned in meeting face to face with any urgency. All that which it has learned and experienced in the past is called into play upon the moment's notice. Discernment is not the same as judgment, wherein there was the acceptance of one and the rejection of the other, for judgment implies polarity and polarity is now out and it no longer exists, for that which is, and needs no poles to be. Discernment is that which recognizes the truth of what is and does not choose sides. How can one have choice when he is confronted by a fact? Following this with this discernment, one moves from moment to moment into the universe, from 1/4 quadrillionth of a second to the next 1/4 quadrillionth of a second with discernment, looking clearly, looking carefully, looking attentively at each of these 4 quadrillionths of a second flashes of materialization which appear upon the screen of this awareness. Entities may now understand who in fact they really are, that they are indeed this awareness. Their creation, their faces, and their forms are nothing but the projections and reflections of their collective will, their collective imaging, their collective actions of manifesting. Herein lies the mystery of all things. Herein lies the solution and the escape from all material bondage. Life is everywhere and always present. It is this awareness, it is time, it is now, it is space, and it is here. Life is ever and always present in all things, but it is of greater or lesser degrees of presence in some things. The denser the matter, the less life there is contained therein. The less dense the matter, the greater the life there is contained therein. In developing one's individuality through friction, through time, through energies, and through moving through these tarot cards, these tarot concepts, individuals create that consciousness which has greater viscosity of life, a greater amount of life contained in a smaller area of space than is found in the air next to the entity. The air contains life, but entities, after having experienced much of the roughness and friction of being, developed that substance which is a thicker essence of life form or life force, and thus the soul or spirit can become so much thicker than the air around the entity that it retains a certain amount of karmic memory, of psychic knowledge. In this manner, life creates the soul that cannot be destroyed. In this manner, each time an entity passes through the cycle of the tarot, his or her soul becomes reinforced, and the likelihood of ever losing his or her identity becomes lessened. This is in the circumstance wherein entities move through the total journey of the tarot from the Alpha to the Omega. Those who move only partially into the tarot and are caught at one of the points and hypnotized and held by that point are in great danger of losing their soul. For example, they reach the level of the hermit and become fixated on their own significance, of being a way shower, that this hermit and this position of significance is that wherein the entity may become fixated and stay and gradually forget his source and think he himself is the source. Wherein this occurs, he begins to rely on others to reinforce his own vanity, his own feelings of significance. This can only occur for so long, and entities will cease to give him the support he desires. Wherein this happens, what becomes of that entity? The significance that has been so important to this entity is no longer allowed or given to him, and there is nothing left of him, for he has given his all to being significant. This as an example of what can happen if entities become caught on any of the points of the tarot, other than the action of the Fool and the Universe. These are the home for all entities. The Fool and the Universe are this awareness. This awareness is home, and any trip out from the arms of this awareness is a trip into all entities that wish to do all those things of a magical nature, from teleportation, levitation, to transcendence, or being able to move from one type of body to another. All these things are possible. There is no need for any entity ever again to suffer, to lack, to need anything. Entities can indeed live on light, air, and water. Entities moving from the physical form can even live without any of these substances. There is that substance called life, which needs nothing, for it is composed of very high vibrations of all these things. 21 Dangerous areas. Anything other than the complete marriage and union with this awareness is an adventure into the wilderness and confusion of the nightmares called Maya, or material levels, and anyone in those levels who forgets how to return home is lost. There are many stories and tales symbolizing this. The story of Ulysses is one wherein he leaves and returns home unrecognized, for he is a different person from the journey. The story of the prodigal son is another. He leaves and returns, but having developed his individuality, he is no longer the same. The fall of man is another story of this same parallel, wherein he falls in sin and must find grace by returning. This story of Lucifer, the story of falling from grace, all of these are stories of entities that leave the state of the Fool and begin creating as the magician, and move into form and matter, and then eventually return to their source. As the cycle, as the circle, the tarot is a study of concepts, and is a map of concepts by which people may create in this universe that which appears and disappears every 4 quadrillionths of a second, but this map is not one that tells them where to go, but one that tells them where they are, if they care to read it. Those who fully understand this map will know where they are and how to get back to the source, or how to get from one point to another simply by observing the actions and the experiences occurring around them. Notice that the readings began on the 22nd of July for the zero card, the Fool. There are 22 cards, there were 22 readings. This ended on April 1st of 1973, April Fool's Day. This is purely coincidental in the sense of having been unplanned by the interpreter or his assistant, but this was an action of higher guidance. The movement upward in the numbers of cards, and downward in the dates of the months, is that which indicates a two-way action. Notice in the card for tonight, the world, the universe, the entity is stepping through a wreath and holds in her right hand and in her left hand, spirals. These spirals are indicative of the spiraling forces of the universe. The tarot moves, not in one direction only at one time, but it moves in both directions at once. For every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. Entities who step from the fool into the magician automatically create an action that moves in the opposite direction. The movement into the magician automatically creates the opposite, which is the high priestess. In this sense, the movement of spirals may be seen thus, that there are seven coils moving upward, and at the apex of the seventh coil there is that which turns and moves downward in seven coils. This comes to a point, and these may be seen as coils moving into a point upward fitting into the inside of a coil, which then moves toward a point downward. This awareness indicates that these seven are then met with another set of seven. This may be seen in the early part of this book, wherein the numbers are placed in three rows of seven. A little study and meditation will explain this to entities. The three sevens making up the 21 cards are representative of the triune self, the conscious, the unconscious, and the superconscious levels on the seven levels of the psychic centers. This awareness indicates that the zero card at the top is the source, which is this awareness, and is that which energizes and gives the energy and power and source of life to all these things. Entities may take this information and create their new worlds. Entities in fully understanding what has been given in these readings will be able to create new universes. These entities working in a co-creative or co-responsive action, that is, working together, not together for the idea of one or two entities, but working together in a way that they all participate in the directing action, and they all give their voice in discerning which way things should go and are all being in tune to this awareness. Those who can channel the will of this awareness and express and share this with others so that many may add to and see this direction, these are those who will create the new universes, the new world. These are those who will create these universes of the material and semi-material levels that shall be the new playground for the new beings. Paul Shockley, Interpreter, April 1, 1973. Ed's note, that's it for the Cosmic Tarot for now, folks, but stay tuned, because a plan is in the works to bring out a complete Cosmic Awareness Tarot book, with even more material, sometime in the near future. If you are interested in seeing this manifest, donations would be appreciated. It is a project we are very excited about.